What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm surviving right now.
Why so dramatic?
Because I want to eat.
You're right.
Freaking getting a, this is awesome for the podcast. I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow as a routine checkup because I know it's supposed to be an important thing that you do when you're in your mid-40s and beyond. So I'm trying to be a responsible adult. And in doing so, I'm on a liquid diet all day. It's killing me right now. I'm hangry.
Why are you drinking that green tea? You're not supposed to
drink. They said I could have tea. It said anything liquid, as long as it wasn't red. I said I could have coffee this morning. I've had water.
Well, that has a bit of a tint, Eric.
I know. They said not red. It said tea, iced, or hot.
When I did my colonoscopy like 4 years ago, I only had water. I don't think
I'm telling you what anything. The report said.
I actually had this solution they gave me.
I have that too, but that's not till later. But I can have any other liquids.
The good thing is you're going to lose a couple of pounds.
I don't want to lose a couple of pounds.
I loved it. I love that cleanse. It was brutal because you're in the bathroom all the time, but my tummy was so flat. Everything came out. At the end is basically just liquid that comes out, like clear liquid.
Oh my God, can you stop talking?
Which is what you want. You want in your intestines to be so clean that everything that comes out is just white, clear liquid.
Ugh,
I was very happy. I actually asked my doctor, is it possible that I do this like twice a year, this solution, without having to do a colonoscopy so I can just be flat and feel like I'm clean? And he said no.
I don't want to talk about this. This is awful. Blah. I hate talking about that stuff.
About what?
All this stuff coming out.
It's poo-poo. You're a human being. Everybody poops.
I know, but still, I don't like whatever. But I'm suffering through that. But I'm excited about getting a little Twilight anesthesia tomorrow because I love a little.
Yeah, we have established that Eric loves having surgery. That's why he has 7 back surgeries. No, and now he's going to have a colonoscopy for no reason at all because he's not even 50. He's not even 50 and he's perfectly fine. He wants to go under. That's why he's excited.
I am excited about that part.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Another topic. Oh, I did what we've talked about on our podcast before. I Netflix cheated or whatever it's called.
What do you mean?
I watched the Selena Gomez documentary without you. Not Netflix cheated. That's on Apple. But I program cheated, whatever it's called. I didn't wait for you to watch it, Eric.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm watching Love Is Blind.
That's why, because I'm not gonna waste my time on that.
And I am loving it.
But let me tell you, this documentary is very interesting. This girl, you know, kudos to her for being so real and open about everything that she's dealing with in life and has dealt with. And, you know, it's another example of you see someone at the top of their game and, you know, one of the largest social media followings ever, super talented artist, just at a peak in her career. And she's struggling to enjoy it and be happy with herself and with everything around her. There's so much pressure and anxiety and stress and, you know, diagnosed as bipolar. So many things she goes through and you know, what our producers brought up, which is an interesting thing. And I thought about it while I was watching it is, you know, Francia Raisa, how do you say her last name?
Francia Raisa, I think.
Yeah, who donated the kidney to her was not in the documentary. And I guess there was a part in the documentary where or something that she thanked only Taylor Swift as her only friend in this business or something. And I guess Francia got a little... I made a comment back, and then now she made a comment back saying, sorry, I didn't mention everyone I know. Look, it did cross my mind that there must be some kind of a awkward situation because that girl gave her kidney.
Uh-huh.
So you'd think that they are tight at the hip, you know, and
like
best,
sisters. They should be like sisters.
You would think, but yeah, that was something that struck me, you know, caught me by surprise. But look, she's dealing with a lot. She's dealing with a lot. And again, hats off to her for being able to be so honest and open.
Well, let me ask you something. I haven't seen the documentary. I want to see it. So I feel like I shouldn't comment a lot because I have to see the material first. But I don't understand, is there's definitely a big of a fallout between that super tight friendship for Francia not to be mentioned at all as part of the documentary?
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
And then Francia says, interesting, opposed saying interesting.
Listen, what I realized.
How is that possible that you give somebody a kidney and then you have a, I don't get it. Especially between two best friends.
Yeah, I don't know. But like I said, this girl's going through a lot. I think you'll relate to it because you know, you deal with some of these, you know, anxiety and stress and things that go on in your own life. You deal with that a little bit, not to this degree, but I mean, to the point that like she has breakdowns in the documentary before going on stage about every aspect of her tour, of her performances, of.
But what is the physical symptom? Like when she gets anxiety, what is it?
Well, I don't know. Look, it wasn't
is
so
it
bad.
Paralyzing that she can't even, yeah, I can't perform? Is it I'm going to cry?
Never good enough. She wants, she's so unsure, I guess, of her talent and what she's bringing to the table all the time that she just doesn't want to let anybody down and she wants to be the best she can be and she wants to prove she's enough. I think being with Justin Bieber was a bit of a tricky situation. Like he was so big at the moment when they started dating that it's like trying to, maybe I'm putting words, but like come out of that shadow a bit of being her own artist and her own talent, not because she's linked to him, which I think she's proven that she is. But there's so many factors and she has complete meltdowns and like, can't be accepting of any aspect.
But
of
what is the meltdown? I can't get out of my bed.
Well, it got so bad. I told you she had depression, all that. It goes ups and downs. And then it went so bad that she completely like went to a psychiatric hospital, like lost herself. That bad.
Wow.
And I guess some people don't return from that. And she returned from it. And now it's her mission to help people that deal with this. Suicidal thoughts, all kinds of stuff.
Oh my goodness.
So it's really heavy. But yeah, but good documentary to watch for sure. And, again, like I said, I'm impressed that she's able to share so much and wants to help so many people. It's great.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
On another note, grandmother of 56 years old gives birth to her son and daughter-in-law's baby. What do you think about that? Utah grandma gave birth for her son who could not conceive with his wife. She served as a surrogate. What do you think about all this?
I think it's fantastic.
It's great.
I think if her uterus clearly was super healthy, and the doctors felt secure that even though she's 56 years old, you know, it's just all you need is a temple. So she served as the temple. That uterus was the temple for that baby. And to be able to do that with your own mom, like if I can't conceive and my husband, no, and then instead of going through a surrogate, you can keep it in the family. And it's not a sister or a cousin or, you know what I mean? It's actually your mom. I think it's an incredible gift. I'm all about it.
I think so as well. I think,
and being pregnant at 56, like, God bless that lady. I'm assuming she's 56. That feels like a 40 something, because
yeah, it has to be a trip to, like, there's a picture of them in the, you know, delivering the baby and being in the room and everybody's in the room together and your mom is delivering your kid. That's a trip.
She had a hysterectomy, so the wife had a hysterectomy.
The wife did, so she couldn't have a baby. Yeah. Could you imagine your mom? Well, she's not old. She's too old now, but. Delivering your child.
My mom is going to be 84 years old, can barely walk.
But if she was younger, and did, you would have driven your mom crazy, all the stuff
I would have never picked my mom. Mom, I love you, but there's no way in hell that you were going to be my surrogate because you are primitive as they come.
Wow, don't say that about your mom.
In terms of like...
You would just fight with her about what she's eating all the time.
Oh my God. Unless she lives with me and I have a chef dedicated to her and she doesn't leave my sight.
Look, your mom doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't
do any of those things. Very clean when it comes to that, but her eating habits and like, no. You saw what happened. I don't know if we made a podcast since I came back from Puerto Rico and I was eaten alive by whatever.
No, I don't think we talked.
A tick or a mosquito or a spider.
No, yeah, we did. We did a podcast.
Oh my God. Listen, my parents' house is going to be fully fumigated, fully painted. Half of it is going to be thrown away. New furniture. That house is, God bless them. My mom's skin is like, she has this thing that she scratches herself and she's full of scabs and she's always itchy. I went to the pharmacy. I got her all these things.
We're not talking about 80-something-year-old Olga. We're talking about 56-year-old Olga.
My mom thinks that it's like a skin condition. So after what happened to me after staying at the house, I said, Mom, you know what? You have a freaking, this house is crazy. You have spiders in every single corner. Those are bites. You don't have any skin condition. Those are freaking bites. She's like, yeah, I thought about it for a second. I'm going, oh my God, listen.
She had four children. She could have had our kid. Why do you laugh at your mom delivering our kid?
She's capable. Listen, my mom
delivered
four kids without any epidural, without any, with nothing. She's a rock star, all vaginal.
As soon as you felt one kick, you were like, give me drugs.
That was with Dylan, not with
no,
Sebi.
With Sebi. What are you talking about?
I did 9 hours of no meds until I couldn't take it anymore.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You went into pre-labor. You went into pre-labor with Sebella. I remember this exactly.
I took pain for 9 hours until I was like, I'm done. Give me the epidural. And with Dylan, I walked into the hospital and I said, can I have the epidural, please?
No.
It was a different thing.
No, totally different. With Dylan, we had to deliver. We had to induce it so I could be home for the delivery.
I know, but I asked for the medication immediately.
You're not telling this correctly. What? With Sebella. We went through a whole pregnancy class together because you wanted to have Sebella naturally. You had your playlist, you had all these things set up on how you're going to do this. And I kept saying, I'm with you. I don't think it's possible, but I'm with you. I know you too well. You're not going to be able to do this, but okay, I'm going to support you. I tried to give you all the power. Then we had they said you're going to be pre-labor, all these things. You're going to feel contractions. The moment you felt pre-labor, you felt pre-labor, you're like, Eric, I'm having this baby. I said, Roz, this is the pre-labor. This is what they talked about. This is too early. You're not having it yet. No, I'm having it. No, we got to go to the hospital. We go at 4 a.m. to the hospital. You aren't dilated at all. Zero.
They sent us home
at 4 a.m. Then at 11 or the same, and the next, that same day at 10 a.m., you're like, oh my God, I can't do this. I said, Roz,
I was in pain.
I just said it was pre-labor and they just told us again, we go to your doctor. He's like, you're barely dilated. There's nothing we can do. You can go back home or I can put you up in a nice room at Cedars Hospital and we can give you some drugs and you can sit back and wait until you're ready. And you're like, take me to the hospital.
Okay. But what you're missing is, the second I felt that first little contraction, that it wasn't labor because I wasn't dilated, but it took 9 hours of it being uncomfortable and pain. Even though it was pre-labor, I was already in pain. So I took those 9 hours like a champ until I couldn't anymore.
Okay. You did. You took it like a champ.
I did.
I agree.
And then I was like, all the books that I read, all this natural birthing and no drugs and no epidural, I was like, if you don't put something in my system, I'm going to kill somebody right now. And they did, and it was just absolute bliss.
Okay, we have a parenting question. Yeah. This is good. I feel like this person was part of our household or something. Should you call the other parents when your kids get into a tiff with their BFF from school, or should you just let them work it out? And it's so funny because Roz and I, we just had this come up, and Roz and I could not have been further apart in our decision. We went with my decision and everything worked out. Do you remember this?
What?
Are you here? Can you be part of the podcast? Dude, your phone is a problem in your life. Put your phone down.
Dude, my friend just texted me saying she had surgery.
I don't care who texted you. We're in the middle of a podcast.
I know.
Put the phone down. You don't need to see everything.
And I don't feel well. Anyway,
that doesn't mean you pick up your phone.
So what was your question again?
What? I have to repeat this whole thing?
Just the last part.
What was the question I just read?
Something about...
Are you doing the podcast or am like, I doing the podcast?
I am doing the podcast. Something
I
about...
I apologize to our listeners.
I apologize to my listeners. I know. The whole thing is, if Sabella has a beef with a friend, should we address it with the parents or we should just let her work it out?
Yes. And I said, we just had the situation in our family exactly. And we couldn't have been further apart on how to
Why
do it.
Why would you say that?
Because you were like, I think we need to call. We need to talk to the parents. Da, da, da. I said, Roz, stay out of it. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, she was very affected.
But they'll work it out.
And they did. In less than 24 hours, everything was perfectly fine. Exactly. And I was like, then Sabella, what was the big show?
It's kids being
kids. If everything has been fine. If everything is fine.
The only way I say you interact with the parents, in my opinion, is if it's something that happens so out of control or so offensive and you're that close to that family and you know those parents really well and those kids know each other that well, stop looking at your phone right now, is that then maybe because you're comfortable with those parents, you could have a conversation to try to mediate the situation. I'm talking, but it has to be severe and something really bad happen. Otherwise, kids are kids. You constantly want to be protector all the time, which I am very much a protector as well, but our kids have to fall and get back up.
You
had a tough time with that.
Well, my mom was always involved. I can't speak. What is happening with me?
Even when your friends had arguments with you, your mom was involved?
My mom was pretty involved with the parents and me, and my mom was very nosy, so she was all over it. So I come from that mentality of my mom was always hyper aware of everything that was happening, and if she had to intervene, she did.
Well, you can be aware, but Sabella also told us in confidence, and if you were to tell the friend, that just makes it even worse to tell the friend's parents. I think kids have to work this stuff out.
But the reality is, I know it was all... it wasn't that big of a deal. It was just jealousy between another friend that was claiming her friend, you know, and kids get sensitive, you know?
This happened with, I'm saying friends a lot, but another group of Sabella's friends, different school altogether, but somebody they've known each other a long, long time. And I know when they first went to the school, they had some conflicts and those two parents came together and talked about it and they spoke to the kids, but that's different. These were like super, super close families that knew each other incredibly well. And the conflict happened early on and they just wanted the kids to be aware of it.
It happened when Sabella had the thing with her other friend from school, Miranda. I was very close to the mom and I had to intervene and the mom had to intervene, you know,
That was a little different, I think. Again, I think that was the parents felt close enough to each other and the stories that kept coming back from the kids to the parents felt very hurtful to both parties and they were also much younger. I'm talking about when you get older.
But that was
an example
that I went to the mom and I said,
but these kids
are
much younger. They were kindergarten.
Yeah, they were babies.
You know, now you're talking, these kids are almost teenagers. It's a big difference. They got to figure out how to fight their own fights and work it out.
I agree. I'm going to have a hard time if I feel like, and I'm not saying that I'm blind and I'm always going to feel that Sebi is correct and Sebi is saying nothing but the truth. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not naive to know that kids sometimes, you know, they can embellish and they can add or subtract information. And I know Sebi is very much a leader and she's very strong alpha personality. So I'm not going to be blind as to, no, Sebi is always right and the other kid is wrong. But at the same time, if I feel like something is out of line and she's been honest and transparent and the other kid is a handful, I'm for sure going to do something.
That's what I know, man. My parents were very good, very hands-on. They did a lot, but I had to figure out a lot on my own. And I think it benefited me for sure.
I agree.
There was just way less helicopter parenting and we're victim, you know, we are helicopter parents for sure.
Mom wasn't even a helicopter. My mom was like a freaking 787 jet all over.
Yeah, I think your mom was definitely, the way you describe, more intense than, you're more like the parents nowadays that we, you know, a lot of parents are now, just very, very hands-on and very involved. Mm-hmm. And my parents were very involved in my life and everything I did at school, but I had to work out a lot of my own issues with people at school. You know, I mean, my parents had my back and took care of things with principals and teachers and stuff like that. But as far as like me dealing with, I had to navigate a lot. If I think about it, like I went to I think we talked about it before, but like schools that were bad, were
you
know,
also a boy.
There was gang.
You know,
but
I had, with a boy, I mean,
I
had, different.
I was giving up lunch to kids so I wouldn't get jumped by gangs. I was giving things up to like have protection from other gangs and other people, to have people have my back. And I mean, like I said, there was someone killed on my campus when I was a senior in high school that shot because of gang war. So I grew up in a bit of a challenging environment. And I remember having to navigate those waters, and my parents were aware of things. I would tell them, or they'd find things out, because I'd say, hey, can you pack me an extra sandwich? What do you need an extra sandwich for? Because I'd have to give it to somebody to help.
Oh, wow.
So my parents knew kind of like stuff that was going on, and were very aware and protective and cautious. But I don't want my kids to have to go through what I had to go through to navigate school, for sure. Because it was definitely... Mm. There was times I, you know, fear of like, oh, I'm going to get jumped after school, or I'm going to get into this fight with these different
wow.
people. Stuff
I didn't
like
know
that.
It was that bad.
Yeah, no, for real.
That's another
existence. I don't want my kids to deal with that, and they're not going to deal with that kind of issue.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen at their school. But, you know, I do think I gained a lot of street smarts figuring stuff out for myself. That's my feeling. We didn't agree. I'm sorry, everybody. Rosalind is very zoned out on this episode. I'm trying to bring her in and have her just
pay attention
to me.
Don't
I feel like she's
that.
Lost in translation.
This just, podcast is very important to me. I'm fully present. I'm just thinking. And as you know, I don't feel too well. So I'm kind of like struggling here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that it's been lovely being back. I came back and... my flight was delayed 5 hours, and then we spent a whole extravaganza at Disneyland day yesterday. So I'm a little bit exhausted today, and a lot of traveling got to me, but that I love you, and that our kids are going to be all right.
Okay. Peace out. Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.